Welcome to New Wave Heroes, and this show is an all-female special with music from Susie and the Banshees, Transvision Vamp, The Go-Go's, Alison Moyet, Bow Wow Wow, and loads more. Our classic album is Hounds of Love from Kate Bush, and I'll be taking a fun look at some readers' letters sent into the music press in 1985. Fire up the New Wave jukebox, let's go.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
Was the Darling Buds and their single Burst from their 1988 album Pop Said, which is absolutely brilliant in my opinion. If you haven't heard it, give it a listen. I don't understand how they weren't a huge success. I guess that's just the music industry. Now, the album has been described as relentlessly chirpy in the music press, which would be a great review if they were talking about my nan's budgie. Anyway, it got to the top 30 in the UK album chart. The band appeared on Top of the Pops a couple of times, and the front cover of the Melody Maker a couple of times. And that was it. After that, they split up. And there's no escape. I'll be playing a lot more Darling Buds in future shows. Here's Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah.
Two tracks in a row there. First you heard Susie and the Banshees with Happy House, and that's from the band's third album, Kaleidoscope, from 1980. And you just heard Bow Wow Wow with Do You Wanna Hold Me, a track I bet you'd forgotten all about, because I had. And Bow Wow Wow were created by Sex Pistols manager Malcolm McLaren. And Malcolm McLaren persuaded members of Adam and the Ants to form a new band. I bet Adam was furious. The lead singer, 13-year-old Annabella Lewin, she was discovered whilst working in a dry cleaner's. I know what you're thinking. And Do You Wanna Hold Me was the band's final single from the album When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going. And shortly after that, they split up. And if this was a pub quiz, music round, you could get a point for knowing Boy George was in an early version of this band before he moved on to Culture Club. How about that?
Great music, great memories.
She's got the body fever, but she doesn't make a sound. She's just hanging around. She's just hanging around. Down the court road early, with the hustlers bigger than Burley. There's a million of them selling, and the buyers can be. They're just hanging around. They're just hanging around.
And that was Hazel O'Connor from 1981 and a cover of The Stranglers' Hanging Around, and one of my favourite bands from back in the day. That song was a single from her second studio album, Cover Plus. It got to number 45 on the UK singles chart, so not a big hit. I did get to see her live years ago, which was a great gig as far as I remember. Here's one for all the rude boys and girls out there.
Only the best music.
Another one I bet you haven't heard in a long time. That was Do the Rock Steady by the Body Snatchers, and that was a cover of a 1967 song by Dandy Livingstone. And the Body Snatchers were a very short-lived all-girl band with only two singles to their name before they split up. Everybody's splitting up today. Smash Hits magazine described the double A-sided single as catchy as flu and 10 times more enjoyable. What a review. Smash Hit strikes again.
The soundtrack to our lives.
Yeah!
a good one, don't you think? And that's what's considered by some as a new wave classic. Well, at least in America that is. And that was the Go-Go's and their signature song called We've Got the Beat. And that song is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Well, that's not rock and roll in my book. Rock and roll is Elvis and Buddy Holly. Anyway, I'm sure you all know that Belinda Carlisle sang lead for the Go-Go's, and she later went on to have a stellar solo career. This is New Wave Heroes and our all-female special. Still loads to come, including some fun readers' letters from the early 1980s music press and two tracks from Alison Moyet.
Thank you.
Two tracks in a row, and that was Transvision Vamp and I Want Your Love, and that was their third single, released in 1988 from their debut album Pop Art. Absolutely love that. And before that was The Primitives and Crash, and that was recorded for the band's 1988 debut album Lovely. It was released as a single in that year. It got to number 5 on the UK singles chart. Both of those records, absolutely great. After this next track, I'll read some readers' letters from the Retro Music Press. That's always a good laugh.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at.
Was Kirsty MacColl, and the song was called They Don't Know from 1979. It wasn't a hit, but it was later recorded by Tracy Ullman, released in 1983, and it got to number 2 in the charts. Right, it's time for Dear Editor. This is where I read some readers' letters from the Retro Music Press. Dear Editor, how can anyone think Midgeur is hunky? As for Simon Le Bon being a wimp, they've got to be kidding. Midgeur could out-wimp anyone, even Lamal. Now, if you want a hunky chest and thighs, look no further than Steve Norman of Spandau Ballet. Now, he really has a gorgeous body, and those legs, I ask you, what more could a girl ask for? Especially when he wears those tight trousers. What a pair of thighs. How about a picture of this masterpiece of the human body in your mag next week? And that letter was written by Steve Norman's trousers. And here's another one in a similar line. Dear Editor, I went through last week's Record Mirror twice in disbelief. Honestly, pop stars these days are such wimps. Not a decent muscle in sight. I strongly suggest you consider doing a sports section instead of reviewing records. You could have some wonderful close-up shots of Frank Bruno's thighs or something along those lines. I'm sure lots of Record Mirror readers would totally agree with me. And that was from Vicky in London. Dear Editor, I think it's about time we had a music revolution. The music scene is in such a rut, it's unbelievable. Everything is so predictable. Bands like Duran Duran, Spandau Ballet and Culture Club can be sure of getting a top 10 hit, even if the song is absolute trash. It's obvious that the people are buying records for the name on the sleeve, rather than the quality of the music. I find it unbelievable that Karma Chameleon can stay so long at number one. Okay, so it's a pleasant enough song, even my granny loves it. But surely for a song to stay at number one for 6 weeks, it would need to be outstanding. It seems that so long as you've got a trendy haircut, a good looking face, a synthesizer and a suntan, you can have a hit. Yep, that's the 80s right there. It's time for something new and exciting. So come on everyone, stir yourselves. Let's show the world we've got some initiative and we aren't scared to use it. And that was sent in by Anna Nuneaton. And the last one for this show. Dear Editor, so Wham's George Michael has lost his voice. I didn't know he had one, judging by his records. Ouch. And that was sent in by Anonymous London. Right, so I'm going to play this one for Anonymous of London, whoever you are out there.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call an 80s classic.
So that was Wham and Freedom, and now it's time for this show's Twin Spin. This time around is two tracks from Alison Moyet, and I'll tell you more after this.
Yeah.
So that's this show's twin spin from Alison Moyet. First you heard Is This Love, and that was released in November 1986 as the first single from her second studio album Rain Dancing, which was released the following year, co-written by the Eurythmics' Dave Stewart. And Record Mirror wrote at the time, "This is quite reminiscent of Alf's days in Yazoo. To pull off something this simple takes confidence and character. And this one will be a grower, whether you like it or not." So that was quite complimentary. But here we go, smash hits. This is what they said. Alison Moyet's been biding her time lately in LA, recording new material, but really this is nothing to bring you or her out in a sweat. Is This Love is tunesome, alright, but hardly enough for her to wrap her tonsils around. This woman is worthy of far greater things than this. Okay. And the track you just heard was Love Resurrection, the Key version, from her 10th album, The Key, which was released in October 2024. And the album contains 16 reworked songs from Moyet's solo career. And very good they are too. Right, no time to waste, it's time for this show's classic album. And this time around, it's Kate Bush's Hounds of Love, which was her fifth studio album, released on the 16th of September 1985. And it's considered by many fans and music critics to be Bush's best album, and has been regularly voted one of the greatest albums of all time. It was Kate Bush's second album to top the UK albums chart, and in America it reached the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100. I'll tell you some facts about the album after this.
Classic albums.
I still
thank you.
was Cloudbusting from the album Hounds of Love, and that's Kate Bush's best-selling album. When it was first released, it sold 600,000, and by 1998, it sold over 1 million. Way more than that now, I reckon. The album was nominated at the 1986 Brit Awards for Best British Album, where she was also nominated for the Best British Female and Best British Single, Running Up That Hill, which I'm going to play in a sec. In 2022, the album re-entered various charts, including reaching number one on the Billboard Top Alternative Albums, due to the appearance of Running Up That Hill in the Netflix series Stranger Things. NME magazine said, "Our Kate's a genius, the rarest solo artist this country's ever produced." On the other side of the Atlantic, the New York Times characterized the album's music as slightly precocious, calculated female art rock. There's nothing wrong with that. And they called Kate a real master of instrumental textures. Well, they got that right. And my opinion is that Kate is a national treasure and should be protected at all cost. And apart from that, I used to fancy her rotten. Right, so one more track from Kate Bush's classic album, Hounds of Love, to play us out of this all-female special New Wave Heroes. Thank you for listening, as always. This is Running Up That Hill. See you next time. Bye for now.
Classic albums. It doesn't hurt.